Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Ken Napsok.
And I'm Joseph Scrimshaw, and this is our short, fun show where we talk about the wild and the weird and the fun side of Star Wars. We're very excited for the topic today. We always want to let you know that if you're enjoying Databank Dive, we did a whole season over on The Companion. Ken, what is the right noun for The Companion?
Sci-fi data bank of articles. That's a lot of words. It's not a noun.
But it's an accurate description. It is a site, an organization, an idea. Anyway, you can sign up for The Companion. They have a bunch of great content covering all sorts of different kind of science fiction, including a whole season of Data Bank Dive we did there first. And now we're excited to be doing them for everybody.
Yeah, shout out to Tommy, Terry Green, and the team over there. We loved working with The Companion, so check out that. But today we are going to be taking a dive into the Star Wars databanks to a pretty recent entry into the databank. We are going to the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, and Joseph, we are going to be discussing Freck.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. Freck is so fresh in the lineup of Star Wars weirdos. You were putting this episode together. You sent over to me that you wanted to talk about Freck, and I was just over the moon. I'm so excited to talk about Freck.
Freck is mole trucker guy. He's also a little bit of the nice Imperial. We're going to dive into that. There's a lot to get into about Freck. Here is what the StarWars.com databank has to say about Freck. On the world of Mapuzo, Freck spends his days transporting stormtroopers between far-flung outposts. Man, what a day. But with an affable demeanor, this Condorlan, I've never stopped to think about how to say that. Condlurin. Condlurin? C-O-N-D-L-U-R-A-N. Condlurin. Maybe?
Yeah, I think you just run at it fast. Condlurin.
Condlurin. He is happy to even pick up the occasional hitchhiker looking for a ride to the next starport. He's just a nice guy. But his allegiance remains with the Empire. Oh, there was the twist, the shoe drop ending to that tale there. Wow. So more from Wikipedia. We like going to Wikipedia to kind of get just a little bit more, some more flavor to the entry. There is a lot of details in the Wikipedia entry for Freck that just kind of describe what we saw in the show. Great stuff. But I pulled this one, Joseph. Freck donned brown and gray attire, including trousers, a belt with compartments, fingerless gloves, and a leather jacket. That's a character. That's a creature that knows how to put an ensemble together, I think.
I love Wikipedia. Wikipedia is always written to make everything sound fun and exciting. You watch Freck on screen, and to me, I just see a guy who's wearing it's kind of the basic clothing of like a trucker on the planet Mapuzo, right? Yeah. But they make it sound so romantic and exciting. He donned. I picture Freck like a superhero picking out his uniform and pulling on those fingerless gloves. It's also to me to read it he's kind of brown and gray. He's kind of mundane in the show, but you're reading this when he's like a belt with compartments, fingerless gloves, a leather jacket. It's like, wait, is he in a punk rock video? He sounds so exciting from the description.
And a belt with compartments, what secrets are in those compartments? It's a little bit about what his character is about.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So let's get into the discussion of this character, Freck, that showed up in the third chapter of the Obi-Wan Kenobi show on Disney+. How would we, Joseph, describe him physically? And yes, let's start with his face.
He's got a thing on it, I think, is the main thing. I had to look it up because I felt like I so enjoyed Freck. I so enjoyed that episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it was like there was like a tickle in my brain of like, I feel like I've seen that alien before in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And then I Googled and was like, oh, no, that's a mole from the real world that I have seen on the internet and probably National Geographic based on the star nosed mole. So that flesh on his face that looks like a kind of, you know, when a superhero punches another superhero in older comic books and you have the little punch explosion effect, that's his face.
That's his face. Yeah, he's got the, I guess you couldn't even really call them tentacles, right? Just the protrusions from the mouth, like you say, the star burst kind of design. Solid, looks like black eyes. His eyebrows look almost like scales pointing out. Healthy jowls, and he's got some great teeth for like maybe non-wood. I mean, he's kind of got some rodent-like teeth. And then the hands, he's got a big, big set of claws. He's got some, he's got some meat hooks for hands here. He'd be great in a fight, and just these claws. Like, I've seen that animal at the LA Zoo 10 times over.
I really have to question if he actually chose fingerless gloves or he put on gloves and they became fingerless when his claws burst through.
Wow, look at that. My gloves have holes in them now. Yeah, I like that look.
Yeah. He has this whole vibe to me of like, there's just something about him that has that whole everyday vibe that we'll talk about. But just even in his appearance, like looking at he's got that weird little cowl too. Like his outfit's actually pretty cool. But the vibe I got from just watching him is just like a guy at the local bar with maybe an infection.
Oh, a little bit of that vibe too. And, you know, he's a bigger guy. He's a little portly just because he's a working man who probably stops at the gas station for a sandwich like I do more often than cooking a meal from home. But I bet he's so damn affable. He's that guy that's talking to every cab driver, every guy at the counter, the cashier. How's your day going? And you kind of, if you're behind him in line, you kind of want him to speed up, but you understand he's being nice. You're like, I just want to get my cup of coffee. Could you go, oh, what? You get some coffee? What do you got in there? And he's that guy. And we know this guy. We love this guy, but we at times tolerate this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to flip around where I was going with some of this here. You and I are both having fun with the voice. I think that's one of the things to love about Freck. But how do you feel about Freck's voice? And then especially after you realized or learned it was Zach Braff.
There was something about it that sounded vaguely familiar, and I think I had that feeling of like, I bet that's a person who is known to us, who did that voice. But I really love it because it's silly and weird. You know, I think that it's great to have Star Wars keep that vibe of silliness, weirdness. I think it wasn't like Zach Braff doing any. It's a big swing, but it's totally, totally in the tradition of Star Wars. And I particularly liked it right in the middle of that part of Obi-Wan Kenobi because of the early parts of it has such like beautiful moments of hope. This is the episode where, you know, Obi-Wan describes what the Force is like. It's like turning the light on, you know, and feeling safe. And then it ends with Vader dragging Obi-Wan through the fire. It's like the light and the dark. And in between, guy with the silly voice. Well, that's Star Wars.
It really is. And I'm sometimes, I don't know, mixed at best on what characters, alien characters specifically, I want to have voices, right? Like, I'm glad Bib Fortuna isn't, you don't fully understand him. You need some subtitles. Glad Jabba isn't like, hey, welcome to Jabba's Palace. I'm glad that Lady Proxima, I love Linda Hunt. She's very talented. that voice doesn't work for me necessarily in that moment, that scene, but I'm okay with it. You know, like, I don't know. It changes from character to character for me. So when this popped up, it immediately was, I wasn't like, what? I had this like, go on. Like, what are you doing here? And then you'd say, like, you, like, that's got to be someone. It's just got to be someone. You know, Brav, I don't have a problem with Brav at all. I like Garden State. I like the Shins. What do you want from me? I like Colin Hayes. Zach Braff has good music taste. So I had no opinion either way. Just was like, all right, he's a Star Wars fan. He and Donald Faison, both big Star Wars fans. And so to have him there and to have this big swing, but it has great purpose. Even what we're talking about, of this this affable demeanor. If that was the note, hey, you got to kind of like the guy. And then all of a sudden at the end of the sentence, he says, you know, hail Palpatine. And you're like, whoa, record scratch. That point's got to be driven home. And so I think the weirdness, the awkwardness of the voice in the quotes, and then that hand-drawn imperial signal, sigil, it all works for me. And all at the end of the day, it really does work.
Yeah, the voice sets it up. And I think that's a fascinating thing about, you know, the back and forth between sometimes aliens have these great, bizarre, interesting voices like Jabba, like Bib, mm-hmm. Like Greedo, and then, you know, Chewie. And then sometimes they're speaking basic, and sometimes they're speaking basic in kind of a silly, weird voice. I think there's this interesting distinction that a lot of the times when it is subtitled and cool, there might be something kind of funny or quirky in there, but in general, it's a threatening presence. Mm-hmm. And when a more of an element of comedy is desired, you get the real voices. And I think that's why Lady Proxima doesn't bother me. Like, she mm-hmm. is threatening, but there's a lot of comedy in there that lands because she's speaking basic. And I think Freck is in that same, like, well, we're going to make everybody think he's just a silly, your trucker mole friend, your silly trucker mole friend. And like, whoa, no.
And not to turn this into a conversation about Proxima, but yeah, I think over time that has less of that voice has less of a negative impact on me because of, some of the jokes and beats and just what's going on their works. It's just, and again, I'm saying this, it's not even fair to Star Wars from my point of view. Like, I change all the time about which way I like it, you know, like, and there's a possibility that there was a point in time that I wouldn't have liked Freck, but I think I just immediately, you're right. You got a lot of darkness going on, and the voice sells this idea of a little bit of hope, right? It's just, it's played that way. So these two characters, Kenobi and little Leia that you're behind, and they're on this planet and things are going wrong and Kenobi's stressed and this isn't right. And just like, oh yeah. Hey, look at that. He sounds so nice. You've got mm-hmm. hope here. I think it was effective.
Yeah. Incredibly effective. I think it really adds to his power.
Yeah. His power indeed. What was your reactions to that sequence coming around to the back of the speed truck, speeder truck, I think they call it. And seeing that hand-drawn Imperial insignia, like, what'd you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is to me like the power of the character that he starts out is this, the kind of a character we've seen before, right? Like animal weirdo is a Star Wars classic. Sometimes, a bounty hunter or some sort of a no good villainous character lounging in Jabba's palace, drinking a big glass of something, but animal weirdo, walrus man, prune face, they all have proper names now. But even the Mon Cala, even Admiral Akbar being like, the fish guys, there's such a proud tradition of weird animal guys or animal weirdos in Star Wars. So I love to have that kind of addition with it's a mole guy. But I think the reason that the whole Imperial thing worked for me is because the vibe that they set up of he's just a friendly guy doing his job. And when the dime dropped on seeing that Imperial sigil, is like, great, the tension for the episode for Obi-Wan's emotion of seeing that, the actual danger of it. But it all worked for me because of Freck, because I have had lots of life interactions with guys like Freck, honestly, where they sound so friendly, and they sound friendly to a point where it makes me nervous, because I've sat next to Freck on an airplane, right? It's like, Well, what do you do? This is a long ride. I'm sorry. I just like to talk. I'm just being friendly. Yeah. Anyway, here's a cult I'm involved in, and I have some paperwork for you. Like, yes. I've had that conversation with somebody who has a 100% Freck vibe. So it's like, okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. This leads to the question we always ask on every episode here. What is the magic of Freck and what does he add to the legend? And I'll start by saying, yeah, there's a little bit of what you're describing here. I talk about the guy getting the sandwich, but yeah, of how many times airplane, Uber driver, person you're standing in line with at the DMV or coffee shop, and it's this kind of interaction and it's going good. And all of a sudden they say something that in your head you go, oh, here we go. Here it is. Yep. And that kind of works for the Star Wars story. This is the big legend of Star Wars. You're in this Imperial era, and you got the guy going, it's a great day, right, to serve the Empire, huh?
Yep, like-minded folks. Yeah, that's like such a – I've had that conversation too with, you know, like going to school and you know, meeting the sort of the parents who are like, everything's just right with them. Yeah. And just right in this sort of like I'm projecting it to the world way. And then inevitably, you know, you see the dad lean over and whisper something kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And like, oh, okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's so real world. It's not my story to tell, but my pal, Roger Craig Smith, tells this great story of hiring a handyman at his cabin, and the whole exchange is great. He's going to hire the guy. At the very end, the guy looks at his telescope and goes, "Ah, what do you use that for?" I look at the stars. "Oh, you think the Earth is round then, huh?" And just that everything changes in the conversation. That's Freck to me. He's a flat galaxy Earther or something out there.
Oh.
He's like, you look great. Your name's Ben and Luma. That's great. So if I told you about Palpatine's, purpose today, like it's just what? And I just think it's so as over the top as the voice is, and even the design, you know, weird mole guy face with a huge claw. It's a sloth claws. Like it's so real. And it just really adds to what this, this era is trying to accomplish.
I love the idea of that Freck would think Mapuzo is an entirely flat planet.
There's a big glass bowl over it there. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, I can take you this far. Any farther than that, we'll fall off the edge.
Oh, you think the spaceships? Oh, you think they fly? You're not actually flying in those.
Those are simulators. It's all a trick.
Yeah, so it's like, I just think it's great. And I think, and again, for the first second I hear that voice with this great quote that you and I love, but it's just like, it was a bit of a record scratch, and it's almost like this, like, am I going to like this or not? And I just think within 2 seconds, I just love everything it represents.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah, that's it. That's a weird story. Where do you think, where I want to go next, Joseph. Where do you think Freck took a wrong turn in his life? How did he become an Imperial sympathizer? Or third question, was this just always the way?
I think this is what I love about him the most is I don't think he has any like major traumatic experience, right? Like,
right. Like
maybe he got pickpocketed once, right? And now he's obsessed with like rigid, incredibly forceful rule of law kind of stuff, right? The way he says, nothing wrong with a little order, right? Like, I think maybe he heard about a Clone Wars battle once and he's like, well, that's not right.
Yeah.
I think he goes on lots of rants about what's not right. And so I think he's got that perspective of there's some little bit of fear that came into his life once, a tiny, tiny bit of fear. And that turned him into an all order, all security person. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's ever had a bad experience with the Empire himself. You know,
yes.
I love that we get to see that he's kind of buddies with the stormtroopers and they kind of joke around with him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever encountered like a moth coming down and going like, why are you associating with this Kandalorian?
Yeah.
You know, they're beneath us. Like he hasn't seen any horror. He hasn't experienced any horror. And I think it's that other, like he's so silly. He's a mole trucker guy.
Yeah.
He's just dripping with that realism of, you know, somebody will try to tell you, hey, I've had this really bad experience with these authority figures. And somebody will be like, well, I never have. So that couldn't have happened.
That's exactly that. You almost said, you said in Freck's voice, well, that's weird. I've never seen that. And yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I love what you're saying. Because if you read kind of the backstory, you learn the backstory of like Ray Sloan. Rae Sloane, that's what sets her off on the Imperial path. She was helped in a way with some situations with her upbringing and family and the area she lived in, where to her, from her point of view at that point in her life, the Imperials brought order and safety. I want to be part of that. And yep. From that, she unfolds and her path goes a little differently. And this is why I think Rae Sloane's very valuable to the Star Wars story. And the Imperial story, like adding just putting a different kind of person in that mix and how do you pull them out of it? So I think it's great. And I think you're right. That's exactly the way he's a working guy and he's got a good gig and he's affable. He's going to be nice. And they don't seem super friendly with him. You know, they're not going to hang out with him after. No one's playing sabacc with him at Freck's house. He probably invited. You guys want to play sabacc today? I'm busy. Yeah, I'm busy. The new T-16s are out. I'm going to go check them out. Like, he doesn't have any real connection, any real friends, but he's not facing the oppression. He's not facing the scorn. And again, this goes to what this is, this great purpose. This silly character has this great purpose of how the oppression truly grows beat by beat and piece by piece.
Yeah, I want to pick up Freck and have him have a conversation with Andor. I want Andor to give him a good, I've been in this fight since I was 6 years old. Here's what happened to this planet. Here's what that happened to that planet. And Freck just saying, like, never happened on Mapuzo.
That's a weird story. Yeah.
Even though it obviously did. We know that. Obi-Wan is like, I was here. It's awful now. And yeah. You know.
Well, yeah. And I wonder, he looks around and just kind of accepts it. And again, and I think there's nothing wrong with his life, his job, and what he's trying to do. And never felt the need to look up. And no one really tells him you need to look up. So maybe he should run into Cassian and Jin a little bit later on. Oh, love it there. The voice clearly works because I can't stop doing the voice. I'm going to be talking to my dogs like this the rest of the day. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird story is a straightforward, funny line. It's playing on the comedy of Obi-Wan and Leia kind of bickering about who can sell their story and who should speak and who shouldn't. And that's a weird story is a good punchline to that. But it's really that weird voice that makes it so funny.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the story of Freck there here. So, you know, putting yourself into the story, we'll talk about Freck and talk about Freck as a toy too, as well. But if you're in this story and Freck offered you a ride on a speeder truck and you needed the help, this is the key part of the scenario. Joseph. Would you take it and how would you deal with it there? Because I'll say this, I get Kenobi's, apprehension, but it's a big lesson for him too. It's part of a bigger theme going on. But I also like, you're in a what are you going to do situation, which I think Leia kind of gets. So what would you? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that Leia gets it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So what would you do in that spot?
Oh, I think I would be doubtful, Obi-Wan. I would try to say no. I would absolutely try to say no. I've had trying not to share specific things, but I've had bad life experiences with that vibe of like, I'm your friendly buddy, you know how things are, and just somebody kind of offering you help so they can then kind of put pressure on you to agree with their worldview. Not an exchange of worldviews, but like, if you're going to ride in my truck, you better think what's right. In that gear change is like, I don't like people trying to take my agency away. And it's a real subtle way of taking your agency away, right?
Totally.
If you're in my truck, it's not that you're going to respect my beliefs. It's that you have to believe the exact same thing. Anyway, I'm spiraling, Ken. The answer is no.
No.
I would try not to. And then if I knew that, like, this is life or death, I got to get in that truck. Then I'd be really, really prepared to do my best steering the conversation to safe topics. I would not get into whether Mapuzo is a globe or not. I would stay so far away from that on purpose.
Yeah, which is the danger sometimes. Sometimes you just kind of have to nod and smile, and not in agreement, but just like, can we please move this forward? And everywhere, I'm with you. No, I think I would have... that's why it is. It's not to get a review in the Kenobi episode again, but it's like Kenobi's in this spot of not trusting and this and that and not finding the hope. And so there's bigger things there. And again, I think Leia just kind of, hey, this or we walk. And there's some bigger things going on there. But I'm with you, too. I think I would have been, if you need help and this isn't a Uber you called or a Lyft to pick you up. This is, I don't know. And I'm already getting weird vibes. Do we get in this van or not? I'm always going to say no. I'm always going to say no. And so I don't know. And a bit, you know, you and I have been in cabs together in Chicago. You don't know when these conversations are going to have that turn. You just got to have your head on the swivel.
How many weird Uber conversation turns have you had where it feels like totally normal and then suddenly it's I'm telling you about my collection of masks and how my wife I've been married to for 2 days doesn't like all my death masks. That was a real one for me once.
Wow. I'd say it's in the 80% range. The only because, and again, you've been in, particularly with cabs, but also, you know, rideshare cars. I am a little freckish. I am a little like, let's talk. We're in this together. You know, if you want to be silent and I want to be silent, that's a different case. But like, I've had that and I've had them go, woof, I got to get out of here. I've even had some, the ones with the Star Wars ones where they see me, either my Star Wars hat or sometimes I'll wear the Black Series Rebel pins I got in and that the, Star Wars fan, huh? And it's like, oh no, did he just, is he with the Imperials? I think he's in the Imperials. But I had one in Chicago, a cab driver. Oh my gosh. Actually, it was more of like a car. I called a service or something. I was leaving Celebration. This is Celebration 2019. And we were having a great conversation, just chatting about life. And all of a sudden he's like, let me ask you this. I go, yeah, you believe in aliens? And I literally went, I don't know, but I want you to tell me. And we had a great conversation. So that's a little different. So I could go either way, which is why I might be at the danger of getting into the Freck speeder truck. I might be feel I can get my way out of it. I need you or Leia to guide me through it.
Yeah, no. And you are great at being in a rideshare. I think if I'm in the right mindset, you know, I think I can handle it. And that is the right way to handle it. It's just like, as long as you're not trying to force me to, you know, vociferously agree, just tell me your thing. Cool. Yeah. Interesting. Awesome.
Oh, it's fascinating. Oh, Freck. The possibilities are endless around this character. I want him to show up so many other places in Star Wars. You know, if Freck was in the original Kenner collection of figures, Joseph, how happy or disappointed would you be to get him as a gift? You run downstairs. If you have a tree there and you get a gift and you unwrap it and this mole guy is probably what would say on the package. What's your reaction as a kid?
Oh, I would be thrilled by Mole Guy. I was happy with all of the weird aliens because they're interesting action figures. Whether they needed it or not, they came with a blaster.
Yes. Yes.
With an E-11 probably, yeah. Blaster. And I would have made up an exciting backstory. Like, particularly if he came out back in the day and I'd only seen, you know, whatever this movie is once, I'd looked at the picture book and be like, oh, the truck driver, kind of a weird guy. But hey, I bet he secretly works for Jabba.
Yeah.
But he's actually a bounty hunter. I would have made up a whole story for Freck.
Ah, that's great. I love it. This would have been a journey. Because this kind of did happen to me. I'm one of those kids that, you know, God bless my folks that did what they could to make me and my sister have a great life. And, you know, we were lower middle class. So I was always thankful for the gift. But unfortunately, they weren't plugged in enough. So it was like, I didn't get He-Man. I got Ram-Man. And, you know, it's fine. So I would have been like, outwardly would have been like, yay, but inside would have been like, darn it, I got Mole Guy. And my friend Terry got Luke or got Kenobi. Like, what am I going to do? But years later, this would have been Mole Guy, much like my Y-Wing, which kind of showed up in this. My friends got the X-Wing. I got the Y-Wing. So the Y-Wing becomes my identity. Freck or Mole Guy would have become my identity. It would have just grown to really love this weirdo that I got and was disappointed with years ago.
That would be great if today you were saying, I'm a Mole Guy guy. Mole Guy's my guy.
Okay. And people shout Mole Guy at me at conventions and stuff. or you with Terra Sanube, where it's just, you know, things we love. We understand you guys join us on those journeys. So there you go. I love that there. Would you have? You wouldn't have tried to trade Freck in a package for a Luke, or I don't know if you traded figures. I never did. I had some friends who used to try to do that with me.
No. An older kid tried to trade me every figure he had for Yoda, and I had to stay strong and resist. Like, no.
I learned my lesson. I once did a trade for Merman and didn't realize till the trade was completed and left a friend's house that his ear was ripped. So I had an injured merman in my He-Man adventures. So learn my lesson. This has turned into a wonderful discussion of our toy memories from the past year. We're talking about Freck, but before we get out of here, Joseph, we're going to rate the wild and weird factor of Freck. Our rating, as always, is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most weird, how many Lobot heads do you give Freck?
I'm going real high. I'm going 9 out of 10 because his design is weird. It is based on a, you know, real life animal, but it is like strange and off-putting. And then the switch from feeling like, oh, just this total normal everyday fella to dangerous imperial enthusiast is so fun and shocking. I'm shooting him up to a 9.
Love that. Here's the thing. I got to tell you, I almost wanted to go 10 out of 10 Lobot heads. Mm. But the reason I distracted it is because we're rating the wild and weird factor. He is wild. He is weird. He's also just a working stiff on a speeder truck. And that's so wonderfully normal. I almost deducted a point. So he's 9 out of 10 for me.
Two big nines for Freck.
It's a Freck kind of day here. We have had a lot of fun discussing Freck. What do you think about Freck? What would you do with a Freck figure if he was just called Mole Guy and you got it on a holiday morning? Let us know. You can do that by reaching out on Twitter and Force Center Pod. From there, you'll find links to all the places to find Force Center. You can follow me at Kednapsock. Go to my website, kednapsock.com. Joseph, where can they go for you?
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. I will definitely be highlighting a Freck action figure when they finally make one. All my other stuff is on my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
Oh, there you go. That's not a weird story. It's the truth. That's where you can find us. And that is our look at Freck here on Data Bank Dive. We'll see you next time, friends.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.